Loving God, I ask thee to uphold me that I may uplift thee. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. At the very outset of this morning's reflection, I want to express my deep appreciation to the rector for the opportunity to be the homilist at today's services. It's an act of great courage to put me in this position, simply because of the fact that, well, the invitation to preach on Family Day weekend, when the world is on tiptoe waiting to see if war will become a reality, to preach at a time when we've been glued to news reports of Canadians engaged in protests in our nation's capital, to preach at a time when a few days ago even more graves have been discovered in residential school settings, to preach at a time when we value and appreciate the example of the scouting movement across this nation and around the world, days after we have observed, each in our own way, Canadian Flag Day and St. Valentine's Day. So each of these particular topics offers a link with today's readings. It means I can keep you here for a very long time. And it also is important for me in this service to recognize the fact that my colleagues in ministry here have already heard a sermon from me earlier this morning. So I have to do something different this time around. It becomes important for us to take all of these thoughts, these themes, these questions, these concerns, these challenges, the reality of day-to-day living in our lives, and to weave them together into a tapestry that brings them in context with the readings that we have shared. The words of Jesus: be merciful. Just as your Father is merciful, do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. Time and again, we find ourselves in situations when we place ourselves in a judgment seat. And we recognize that the way in which people do things are, well, it may come as a shock to you, but it's not the way in which we would do them. And so that means that there is a sense of judgment that comes into play. But we find ourselves as God's people living lives which enable us to recognize that we are not alone as we journey through these challenging times. The psalmist says, put your trust in the Lord and do good. Commit your way to the Lord and put your trust in him. It's important for us to recognize that in these days, especially after the experience of Valentine's Day, we have said in one way or another to some people, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. And when we have said that, I suppose that the circle of people that we could wrap up in that greeting would be significant. And yet there are different ways in which we express our love. But let me ask you a question. If you were given the opportunity to say to another individual, I trust you, would that circle be as large? I trust you. The psalmist says, put your trust in the Lord. For trust, also the synonym that's appropriate for us to use here is faith. Put your trust in the Lord. Put your faith in the Lord. Recognize that all that you say and do as you journey through life, you do in partnership with the Lord who loves you and who has sent his Son into the world to transform your life. Who do you love? And who do you trust? One of the things that happened a while ago was there was the opportunity to engage with the rector in conversation. He said, Family Day weekend, may I ask you to preach at both services? And I said, sure, that would be wonderful. And as I began to think that one through, I was listening to different voices and heard the voice of Archbishop Mark MacDonald, who was given the opportunity of preaching at St. James Cathedral in Toronto. And as the national Aboriginal Archbishop, he greeted his congregation that day by addressing them not only as friends, but as relatives. And in doing so, he challenged all those who were listening to him to reflect on the way in which we are all connected in our humanity. We are all relatives. Now, for some, that's a good thing. And for others, you begin to think of relatives. And that's a bit of a challenge. Who do you love? Who do you trust? It is a question which enables us to recognize that if we are in relationship with each other, we are also in relationship with God's created order. The care and nurture of God's creation becomes a key part of our job when we understand ourselves as being related to each other. We find ourselves as God's people being given the opportunity to live our lives within this great country. February the 15th, 1965, 57 years ago, a new flag was established as part of our national identity. Recently, we have seen the flag flying on the Peace Tower in Ottawa. And in front of it, we have seen the flag being worn by protesters. As chaplain of the Royal Canadian Legion, I have the opportunity of blessing a Canadian flag from time to time. And the words of that prayer, I think, become important for us as we think about who we are as citizens of this great land. And as you see the flag behind me, I invite you to hear these words. Almighty God, we rejoice in your salvation. And in the name of our God, we will set up our banners. Bestow your blessing upon us now as we dedicate this flag, that it may be a sign of our love and allegiance to this country. Let your gracious favor rest upon all who live beneath the Canadian flag, that they may strive for those things which bring peace, freedom, justice, and unity. Help us to pass on to a new generation something of our goodly heritage, and as each age listens to our nation's story, may new hearts hatch fire and know how brave and noble life can be. Stirring words. Stirring words that allow us to understand that there is a sense in which we are connected, not only by our faith, but by our identity as citizens of this great country. And we recognize that within the context of those two identities, there is the need that we all have to care for the world in which we live. I ask you to turn in your bulletins to the last page, the inside of the last page, because there you will find the way in which some members of our Anglican, worldwide Anglican communion in New Zealand have sought to express what it means to be people of faith responsible for the care and nurture of God's creation, as they have reimagined the words of the Lord's Prayer. I ask you to join with me as we offer this together. Eternal Spirit, earth maker, pain bearer, life giver, source of all that is, that shall be, Father and Mother of us all, loving God in whom is heaven, the hallowing of your name echo through the universe. The way of your justice be followed by the peoples of the world. Your heavenly will be done by all created beings. Your commonwealth of peace and sustain our hope and come on earth. With the bread we need for today, feed us. And the hurts we absorb from one another, forgive us. In times of temptation and test, strengthen us. From trial too great to endure, spare us. From the grip of all that is evil, free us. From your reign and glory, power that is love. For you reign in the glory of the power that is love. We gather this day as God's people in this place to be nurtured by word and sacrament and empowered to live as people of faith in a land that we love, in a world which we need to care for. May each of us be faithful to that calling, each in our own way. Amen.